You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor? Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
Dr. Groove on the Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Groove.
Just what is it that you want to do? We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless, episode 278 in a continuing series. It comes to you on a Friday evening in February, and the week started off with the really sad news of losing one of our members of the tribe. And when I say members of the tribe, I'm talking about Andrew Weatherall, and he's undoubtedly a big loss. Another suburban boy that became enamoured with the strangeness of David Bowie singing Starman on Top of the Pops. He really became an exemplar of what it was like to be a DJ and to leave the ego behind. Famously, he said, I really like this quote. He said, "If you're not on the margins, you're taking up too much room." So I'm going to put together an extended mix in relation to the work of Andrew Weatherall, who's probably the most represented producer in my record collection, but I'm not technically set up to do that just yet, which means that I've cobbled together a show from MP3s and things like that were lying around. But when the news hit me on Monday, I penned these lines, so I want to start with that. And the rest of the show will just be his music, or music that he liked, or music that he selected. And I hope that you enjoy that. And we'll get back to normal stuff next week. And whenever I do get to produce this mix, I'll let you know about it. So, this is what I wrote. I was drunk. That in itself was not unusual back then. My vision was swimming. And I was desperately trying to impress this woman in front of me. We were both shouting at each other. The music and the chatter was very loud. We were not the only drunks in that bar, but the music was louder, and it was what was impressing me most of all. In the midst of all the frazzle in my head, it was the music that was making it through all the distraction, straight to the core. What the fuck was it? It was rock and roll, but not really. It was blaring brass. It had a shuffle to it, which made you move your feet. It was a mad, hot, warm night in the summer of 1990, and I'd heard the production of Andrew Weatherall, Unloaded, a song by a band called Primal Scream, who I did not know about at the time. I found out all this later, but for that moment, it was a revelation, an epiphany, the manifestation of dancehall back into pop music. This was the future flowing through these sound waves. Our small minds were being smashed wide open to what had been ongoing in the small club called Shroom, which had started back in 87. Acid House was about to change music. It was a long time overdue, but now was the time to nice up the dance. Andrew Weatherall was the one to do all that. He went on to produce many albums of amazing music, not all of it aimed at the dance floor, but all of it class. I'm certain that much of it is in my record collection. I am certain that he's the producer most popular in my collection, and I will be consoling myself with those beautiful sounding curved discs into the future. Thank you.
I got a rock and roll radio. I take it with me everywhere I go. The chicks are yelling, well, here comes Joe with the rock and roll radio. This jock is all well and back, playing rock and roll by the stack. I really dig it, I love it so.
Still the basic concepts that you knew as a
young lad, yeah.
It's a square, you know, or oblong room with speakers and flashing lights and drug-addled teenagers seeking transcendence through repetitive beats.
I'm quite relieved to hear that, actually.
That hasn't changed. It's only that, you know, we think we're very sophisticated, but we are the basic chimps of thousands of years ago. The basic needs for transcendence is still there, regardless of how many gigabytes you've got in your computer.
Ah! We'll be right back. Thank you.